Inquisition.
Let's begin
the Inquisition.
Look out, Sin.
We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're going to teach them
wrong from right.
We're going to help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact you're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gonna vault.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Oh, boy. The Inquisition. What joy. The Inquisition. Oi, oi.
I was sitting in a temple. I was minding my own business. I was listening to a lovely Hebrew mass. Then these papist persons plunge in and they throw me in a dungeon and they shove a red hot poker up my ass. Is that considerate? Is that polite? And not a tube of preparation H in sight.
I'm sitting flicking chickens and I'm looking through the dickens and suddenly these guys break down my balls. I didn't even know them and they curved me by the score of them and they started playing ping pong with my balls. Oi, the agony! Ooh, the shame! To make my privates public for a game?
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to
pay. Torquemada, what do you say?
I just got back from the auto de fe.
Auto de fe? What's an auto de fe?
It's what you oughtn't to do, but you do anyway. Skip, scat, boodly, bat, and doodly day. Will you convert?
No, 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 no.
Will you confess?
No, 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 no.
Will you refight?
No, 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 no.
Will you say yes?
No, 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 no.
Now I asked in a nice way, I said pretty please. I bent their ears, now I'll work on their knees.
Converts today.
Not a one. Nay, nay, nay.
We have flattened their fingers. We branded their buns. Nothing is working. Send in the nuns.
Thank you. dead air. And more dead air. And no.
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
Yes, I'm playing some background music again. I just kind of miss it. Every now and then you gotta do that, I guess. Pop Elite itself's remix of Part Man, Part Machine is where this one comes from. PWEINation.org, I believe, is where I picked this little gem up. Yay, and I timed it just right, I think. You may be hearing the dead air, and then probably the end of the Inquisition song, but hey, we got it close. Not bad. Having a bit of an odd time right now. I'm waiting for Ford to call me back because I need to get my I have my card down there to be checked on. So I'm hoping that's nothing big. I've got a knock in my engine, it sounds like, but it sounded like I was also losing power and it only hit going uphill, so what the guy thought it might be, and I don't know if he's just trying to soothe my mind or not, is the fact that it could be my exhaust might be clogged, which is fine. I hope it is. I hope that's all it is. It would be really sweet if that's all it was. So that's the bad news. The good news, and this is, you know, only a geek would consider this good news. I had found quite a while ago a program called VPMAME. VPMAME. What it is it allows you to play pinball machines. People go out, they get a pinball creator software, and they make the board. They make the table. And then somebody else usually goes out and makes the ROM. How the computer works inside it, if there is a computer. Some of them don't even need it. Right now, I've got six running. Or I have five running right now that I can play. Monopoly, Doctor Who, The Addams Family, Red and Ted's Roadshow, and Taxi. And those are all fun. I ended up really getting screwed up, though, because I forgot that you had to download the tables as well as the ROM for it. So, but if you guys are interested, it's vpforums.com. And the best way to go about this is, okay, let's go home for a moment so I can actually whoops. Okay. vpforums.com/vptables will take you to a site called AJ's VP Main Table Downloads. Click on Tables at the top, and you'll see files that may be needed. Let's see if I can find the... I can't find it here. Damn it. Okay. Just go to vpforums.com. Click Downloads, little thing on the side there, and you'll see VP Visual Pinball and VP Main. Click VP or VP in Main, and there is one in here. If I can find it, where'd it go? It's in Adams. No, it doesn't. I found, and I can't remember where I found it right now, but there's like a 9 gig, maybe it's in Visual Pinball. No. Oh, fuck, where is it? Anyway, there's a setup file that literally sets everything up for you. It's really cool. Huh. Maybe VPN main install?
Duh.
Might be in there. No, that's just info. Anyway. It's a really fun little thing. You basically sit back and you play whatever game you load up. Like I said, I've got Monopoly, Taxi, The M's Family, Doctor Who, and Red and Ted's Roadshow, which I definitely recommend that one, especially if you hate taxis. They got a guy who does a voice similar to Apu in The Simpsons, who's a taxi driver who tells you that you're a truck driver, so he tells you, or a bulldozer driver, so he tells you to get your piece of shit off the street. And during one of the little end games in there, you can run over his taxi cab with your bulldozer. It's really funny because then he starts bitching, and you're basically going from construction job to construction job across the U.S. And in one of Dallas, I think he's built this monster cab that is chasing your bulldozer. I can't remember what you do, but you end up destroying that thing too, I think. He shows up like 3 times. It's really cool because you get to kick his ass every time. But that's the little plug-in for today. I'm still... I actually got paid by an online program this week. Yay! So, not enough to make any difference, just enough to upgrade me in said program. But hey, you know, now that I'm upgraded, I have a better chance of getting paid again. I can't argue with that. But anyway, I'm going... trying to remember what the topic was I had picked. Probably Second Life, because Second Life right now is acting really strange. I don't know how many of you are in Second Life, or even more so, how many are like me and pay for it, but I'm getting a little pissed at them, because Second Life is really acting up a lot. I mean, it's getting bad. So I'm starting to wonder when they're... And I know what part of it is. Part of it is the fact that it is just way too easy to get away with pulling shit in there. And by that I mean it's way too easy to get an account to basically cause problems. I think if you don't set your payment info, all you need to do is confirm your email. So basically, we've got a lot of people who don't have credit cards, and I'm not saying everybody who doesn't have a credit card is bad. We've got a lot of people who don't have credit cards coming onto the thing, and a good half of them are alts of people who have paid accounts. I know that for a fact, because I've met a few of them. And that's fine, you know. I've got three accounts on Second Life right now. I've got Maria, I've got Spider, and I've got Rendell. Go ahead and look any of those up. I think I'm the only one with any of those first names. Rendell and Spider, I know. Maria, it might be a toss-up, because that's the name of a flower I found out a little while ago, so... Miranda is her last name. Get a swig of water, or water of pop there. And right now, before I go any further, I'm going to queue up a song just in case something comes up that Ford might call or something. I don't want that interfering with anything. That way it'll give me something to cut to. Yay. Actually thinking ahead and going through and seeing a lot of shit I need to take out of here yet. Because I lost my media drive last week, I've had to go through and redo all my, I had to reinstall my MP3 folder on Sam because it was set for the MP3 folder on the hard on the media drive. And I went through and I took out as much as I could. I've got a few things in here that I need to take out yet, though. But, you know, that happens. Looking through stuff like little movie clips. Stuff like that. Stuff that I won't ever be playing. That one will work. Okay, so we got that all set up. Now, if I get a call from Ford or something, I can throw a song in here and that'll save me some time. Because if I remember correctly, it was Wednesday last month, or last month, Wednesday of last week that I ran into that I got a call from the Wenatchee World during Flash in the Pan, which I just love. I mean, just made me want to give the person who did it a hug in the jaws of life there, because that really pissed me off. So, I am going to apologize. Oh, I forgot it kicks in like that. I just got the Pinbot table, by the way. One warning, if you are on an older computer like I just found out, you need to have your ActiveX updated. And if anybody can tell me how to just straight download the updated drivers for ActiveX, please let me know. Because I want to put this on my little laptop, but it's got Windows ME and it only has a modem. So I can't really plug into the net with it. I could. I mean, I could just plug it into the phone line here and do it. But I don't have any numbers for it. So I want to find a way to update it. And I really wouldn't want to be connected as long as it would take for that damn thing to upgrade anyway. I mean, that thing is going to take forever. Just on the sheer fact that it's... Oh, I've got 32 seconds left. Just on the sheer fact of its size, I mean, ActiveX drivers probably aren't the easiest thing to update. But I'm hoping that I'll be able to find it where I can just straight download that, and then I can get the pinball machine working on my laptop. That'd be so nice. Anyway, tune's almost over, and when the tune's over, we'll go into Bozo Criminal, Thought of the Day, Roll Call, all that good shit. I'm waiting to download Funhouse's table, and then I'm going to be basically all done with tables and stuff because I fucked up today. I downloaded a table twice, and I didn't realize that's what I was doing. So, you only get 5 downloads a day. If you're looking for recommendations, my first recommendation would be The Addams Family. It's terribly fun. Doctor Who is more of an advanced one. Taxi's another good one that's really simple. Pinbot is a good one. You know, any of those three would be a good start. Probably Taxi would be the best. If you're just going to start it out and mess around with the thing. Because Taxi isn't too overly hard. There's not too many ramps. It's set up fairly nicely. So, it sounds like it's almost done. So, yeah, I can get Funhouse now. That does it for my downloads on AJ's VPIN name. Probably it'll be the thing I'm playing once I get done with my show here, too. Yeah. You know what? I think it's close enough. We'll just let go, because I'll forget if I close it down prematurely, then it... What the fuck is that? I've never seen that before. Okay, well, here's the... we'll try a new thing for the... roll call. We've got a new bot. Upperbot. Rizzler, Jay, Yifbot, FBC player, Dari. Kita is still asleep. Raving Rendell, Rio, and Taurus is listening and not from work or from school. So, hey. Hey there, Taurus. You're actually listening to us legally now. Okay. What the hell is this? Unzipping Funhouse's table and found a thing I'm not used to. It's an NV file. Okay, what have we got here? Where the hell do I put in an NV file? Probably in the NV folder, but where is that? NVRAM. There we go. That is weird. I've never seen one of those before. Probably for the sounds. That's usually what they use them for. Okay, thought of the day. Where is that one? That is here.
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think.
And it's from Leo Tolstoy. All happy families resemble one another, but each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Which is true. Usually if you find several happy families, there's something that they all have in common. But there are so many unique ways to make something miserable that pretty much every unhappy family has their own little trigger for that. Okay, Bozo Criminal, where the heck is that one? Brenda Helgerson sends this one in from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and the only way I know how to pronounce that is I've been there before. Comes the story of Bozo Leah Jarwowski. That's an interesting name. Who tried to pass a fake 20 at a convenience store to buy chips and cigarettes. Only one problem, the bill was only printed on one side. The back was completely blank. Our Bozo tried to say it was an accident, but the clerk took down her license plate number as she drove away. You know, it makes me really wonder why she even tried that in the first place. I mean, she had to have known that wasn't going to work. At least I hope she knew it wasn't going to work. So, you never know with some of these people. Anyway, looks like it's official. We've got a new Senate majority and a new House majority, which means now we get to really officially bicker over how the hell we're going to get out of Iraq. I mean, I still don't think much is going to happen there. I think we're stuck in there probably until Bush gets out, because then we'll have a chance to elect a Democrat president who will hopefully still have a Democratic Congress, and then we can blame the Democrats for why we're not leaving. Seriously, folks, if you think that we're going to be leaving, you are in for a sad mistake. They can set timetables, they can set benchmarks, they can set whatever they want, and ain't going to affect it, because everybody knows it'd be suicide to pull out without that thing being stable, and the thing is never going to be stable. So, we lose. Again. Boy, recent wars, we are not having much luck in, are we? We lost in Afghanistan. Don't say we didn't, because the Taliban's moved right back in. And they're just as... And the country is in worse shape now than it was when we got there. We're losing in Iraq. And again, don't say we're not, because if we weren't losing, we wouldn't be there yet. We are constantly fighting people just to get things fixed. I mean, it's not that we're even trying to bomb them or fight them. We're trying to fix things, and they just don't want our help. So, they end up breaking what we fix. So, it's... guess they just want to fix it themselves. Or they think they don't need it. I still say we should just, you know, cut everybody in the world off, focus on America, focus on making American-made products, on straightening out our economy, and then once our economy is bolstered a bit and stronger, and we are less dependent on other nations for things, then we go back into the world economy again. I think it would really help. I mean, it's really just the only way we can do it. Anyway, politics aside, back to Second Life. I said that's what this one was going to be about, and God damn it, I'm not going to talk about politics for once. Well, not politics in real life, anyway. Politics in Second Life? Oh my God. That's a whole nother can of worms. As my maid, Maylin, just found out, and I'm not going to say under which name, suffice it to say, she's gotten a promotion and is now helping with RP in an area. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. But the problem is that she has gotten so wrapped up in this thing now. It used to be her slogan was real life before virtual life. And she still says that to everybody else. She just doesn't follow it herself anymore. So, that gets to me because I really don't like the fact that she does that. Anyway, that's... Second Life really, really seems to be going downhill. We did come up with an idea for it, though. For everybody who is a free member, you can go, and by free member I mean you don't have payment info used. You can still play on Second Life, but here's how it's going to work. You're not going to be allowed on the main grid. You're going to be the beta testers. You're going to be allowed only on the beta grid. Makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if they're not going to give payment information to enter a world, to enter the main world, fine, you can play. You just aren't going to play with everybody else. And the kicker is, if you're on the beta world, everything you make on the beta world stays there. All the games, all the money, all the prims, all the clothing, everything that you create or that you play with or you earn stays there when you leave the beta grid. It doesn't come over with you. I've been tempted to go into the beta grid and see what Opal Island looks like. Just to see. I mean, I don't even know if we're on the beta grid. I'm assuming we are. You know, if the beta grid is just the normal grid, but just for beta use, you know, just for testers, it would make sense, wouldn't it? The reason why I say the beta grid is because a lot of the griefers, the hackers, that come on to Second Life lately have been coming on under these names, or under these accounts. If you want to hack the main grid, I think the least you should do is provide payment information. I don't care if you pay for a subscription, but at least verify your identity legally. You know, you don't even need a credit card. All you need is a cell phone. And there are plenty of ways to get a cell phone anymore that don't take a credit card. Track phone is one. You know, go out, buy a track phone. All your phone has to be able to do is receive a text message. That's it. Because that's what they do. If you put in your cell phone number, they text message that number and say, okay, if you can get this, respond to this. Because I did it by cell phone one time. I think what they do is they give you a page comes up with a space where you can enter a confirmation code, and it text messages you the code, and then you put that in, and then that verifies that, yes, you do own that number. I like that way of doing things, actually. Excuse me again. I'm trying to keep ahead of it now for drinking while I'm talking, otherwise my throat really gets sore quick. But anyway, that I think would be the best thing to do, is get Second Life so that if you want to be on the main grid, you have to have a cell phone, you have to have... Well, you know what? Let's do a dummy here. Let's go sign up, see if we can sign up, and see if they still take cell phone option. I'm not sure if they do. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, all it's doing is sending you a text message. So, let's see. Second, I'm not going to sign up under a fake name or anything. I just want to see which way it allows you. Shoot, I'm logged in. Well, who's online? Friends online. Cheyenne, Faye, Itu, and Miwaku. Yes, I don't have anybody with a normal-sounding name. Itu I like. Itu is fun. Okay, let's log out of Spider Farina here. Come on, log out. Thank you. And join. Enter or choose your Second Life name. Enter your email address. Enter your birth date. Okay, let's make up one. ABC. Abysmo. Birth date. You know what? I wonder if there's any way when you're psych, because I don't really want to screw that up. Welcome to Second Life. Was it saying on here? What the? Second Life got in the news, apparently. Ah. Growing number of educators explore Second Life online. Now, this is a neat idea. I was wondering how long it would take for somebody to figure this out. Somebody is using Second Life as a experiment in digital communication, which is really neat. I mean, that's a neat thing to do. It does not say memberships and pricing. Does it say what you need to be considered payment? Let's see here. Dip, 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 dip. That is weird. Cannot figure that out. Well, if anybody could let me know that, please do. RendlesRavings@Podomatic.com. And I'll get it. Podomatic, incidentally, is written. Here's another thing I don't get. And it all comes down to stats. Supposedly, today, already, I've had 17 downloads. Now, what I don't get is the bandwidth I'm using is only 45 megs. Now, how can that... I'm assuming that download means that they are pulling it off of this server. So, wouldn't you think that would count in the bandwidth? So, and that just doesn't make any sense to me, where they click it just long enough to bring it up and then close it again. That ain't doing me any good. I need people to listen to it, because it's pretty obvious that people aren't listening to it, or my bandwidth would be a lot higher than it is. Yes, I want my bandwidth high, damn it. I've got 100 gigs. You guys can, you know, click around a bit. It ain't gonna hurt me any. I still don't know how I got 3 people from the Middle East. Can't believe I got 33 people downloading from like one spot. Makes me think this is just somebody who comes over, clicks, and leaves again. Which, I don't understand why they're doing it. I mean, I don't think it's upping me in the rankings any. If you're looking for me under Podomatic, incidentally, podomatic.com, to click the podcast tag and click news and politics, and I'm in there. Most popular today. Where am I? I'm 35th. 35th out of 55. So, most popular overall. I think I'm a little higher. Yeah, I'm 26th. I'm about dead in the middle of overall popular news and politics podcasts. But then again, there are times when I don't talk about news or politics, so mine's more a ranting journal, but the problem is they don't have anything strictly for, you know, like personal rants or anything. They always have to pigeon-toe it in somewhere. And actually, society and culture I'd probably be better suited for. But I don't, you know, it'd be nice to just have like a personal audio diary or something for section for this, or audio blog or something like that, because this could easily fit there. Oh, personal journals. Okay, let me check something. News and politics. Does it? No. See, that only has the one thing. If you click on Society and Culture in the podcast drop-down, apparently they have divided it up a little more to personal journals, philosophy, places and travel, and history. So, I don't know. You know, that's kind of neat. Anyway, I'm really scared to see where I rank overall. I know I'm not in the top 100. I think the Freaky Furry Friends are, though. I'm not sure. Let's see. Doesn't look like it. No. We need to get a furry one on here. Either mine or the Freaky Furry Friends. We need to get us on the overall most popular. That'd be really neat. I'm pretty certain neither one of us is on there for today. So, yeah, neither one of us is. Oh, speaking of podcasts, Two Griffin has put out a brand new episode of Two Cents. It is pretty cool. The opening is worth it. I mean, the opening alone is worth it. Two and God have a discussion, and yes, it is as good as it sounds. I don't know why he didn't send it. I'm hoping Jay will get in touch with him. If you're listening, Jay, what you might want to do if he ends up being stuck like this again is maybe hold the 2 cents replay, keep that on Sunday, but have the new 2 cents play some other time during the week. That way, if it's late, it's no big deal. So, but have that, like he posted one this Sunday now. Now you could play this one up on, well, let's see. Where do we have a break? For FBC. Let's check out the show schedule. If you haven't seen the new layout for the FBC, go to thefbc.net now and go check that out. It's a really sweet layout. Let's see, FBC schedule. Where could we put it? Could put it on Thursday. Because we got a spot there, we could put it on Monday. Because I don't know if Reddit's going to be around much longer. We could I'd rather put it on. Could put it on Wednesday, too. Put it in the 1700 to 1900 block on Wednesday. Because there's nothing going on Wednesday except the Sabrina online roleplay and Flash in the Pan. And Sabrina Online Roleplay is, what, 20 minutes at the most? So, that would be a neat place to put it. We're really, if you haven't looked at this, we are really filling this out really well. We've got a lot of, between midnight and 9 a.m. is strictly music, but after that we've got quite a bit of good space in here. So if you have a show, send us a demo. I'm not sure where Jay wants that. I think he's at class right now, so. And Taurus is taking a nap. Well, damn, I didn't know I was that boring. Lost Taurus and Dari. But, yeah, go ahead and send us a little demo. You can probably check that out at the forum. He'll probably tell you how to do that. But we need to get some of this filled in if we're going to be a radio, you know, and you can just be a DJ thing. It doesn't need to, you know, be sitting down talking about shit. You can spin tunes. See, this is why I don't like getting up at 6:30 in the morning, is because then I am tired all day. Of course, I'm tired when I get up at 7:30, too. I don't know what the answer to that is. After I got back from Minnesota, I have just been lagged out. It doesn't matter what time I wake up, I am always tired. Today isn't so bad as it has been, which is good. But there's been times since I got back that shit, I could wake up at noon and I'd still be dead to the world. So, and that's not a good thing. That's really not a good thing. One other thing that, going back to Second Life for a bit, because I've talked enough about my shitty podcast here, you guys know all about it or you wouldn't be listening to it. Let's see. Just out of curiosity. Oh, playing. Oh, man, I've got 6 listeners now. How the hell did I do that? Oh, well, hey, that works. I'm probably not going to get to play this song either, because it doesn't look like Ford's going to call. Maybe I'll just play that as a fade-out or something. I don't know. The song I picked was the Blues Brothers' Sweet Home Chicago from the movie soundtrack, The Blues Brothers. That soundtrack just rocks. I'm sorry. Although the... Fair warning, a lot of the songs in there sound different than they do in the movie. I don't know why people do this. If I like a song in a movie and I'm going to buy the soundtrack, I want that song to sound like it did in the movie. I don't want it resung. What I want is basically the clip from the movie. You know, take the track that the people... Damn it. Take the audio track of the guy singing or the lady singing or whatever. Strip the background sound just so you have the song and the instrument sounds, if there are any, and put that on there. There's so many tracks to audio for this stuff, you can't tell me it can't be done. But it just really, that to me, that's the biggest downer for, and that's why usually when I buy soundtracks, I buy instrumentals. Because instrumentals, I mean, what are you going to lose? You don't lose anything because there are no words with it. And instrumentals actually are better because you can picture what's going on. One of my favorite little ones to flashback to is Merlin. The Sam Neill version. At the end, there's a song called Reunion, where Merlin and Nimue are reunited. And the sound, the music for it is just beautiful. And the scene itself is really cool. So, it's got some good stuff in it. I really miss listening to it as much as I used to. And it isn't that I lost the soundtrack or anything. I could probably dig it up if I absolutely needed to. But it's just the deal that I don't... Oh, man, that's gone. I went to look up Altermeta, an old webcomic, and it is gone. I have a feeling a lot of mine are. This one still hasn't updated in God knows how many years. Shit. September 20th, 2004. Oh, man. That's bad. But, yeah, we're just basically putzing around here. Second Life. God damn. I'm going to remember one of these times to stick to a fucking topic. I am. I honestly am. It's just going to take me a while. So. Basically, my whole thing right now with Second Life is I'm starting to feel real indifferent about it. To the point, lately, I've been spending more time on Adventure Quest than I have on Second Life. Adventure Quest is at battleon.com. It's a neat little thing. It's basically just a flash game, but I've got two characters on it, Maria and Catspaw VP. Catspaw VP is at level 72, and there's not much that he can't knocked down. Yes, I said he. It's the one character that started male that I have that is staying male, if I have anything to say about it. I need one male thing, okay? I mean, just one. Maria, I think I just got her up a level. And Maria is like 42 or 43. Okay, there will be a show that I'll do sometime where I won't be yawning during it. That is really distracting. And more so for me, because it's really, really... That's what throws me off of my subject more often than not, is I'll be sitting there going, and now all of a sudden, bam, I'll just start yawning. It's like, well, son of a bitch, now what was I saying? I don't remember. Oh, damn it. Fooey. Well, let's see, what have we covered so far? We talked about Pin Mame. We've been going on and off talking about Second Life. We talked briefly about Battleon. RuneScape. Does anybody play RuneScape? Because I used to. I was actually Spider on RuneScape, but I haven't really played. I got out of that. It was just too much running around. Battleon or Adventure Quest, at least things are click to continue, that kind of thing. RuneScape, you just wandered. I mean, if I want to do that, there's plenty of places I can wander. Speaking of which, there's one I forgot I need to reinstall. Virtual Places, which I don't... No, it isn't installed yet. Here's a little place that all furries I know would have fun. Apart, this is as close to Avatar Chat, good Avatar Chat, as you will get, you know, with the exception of Second Life. Palace, I don't think, is even around anymore. That wasn't a bad one. It just was not run very well. Palace had a lot of problems. And it knew it, and it didn't bother to correct it. So, let's see. I think this is it. Yes, vpchat.com. Whoops. Download. Okay. VP chat is a picture chat with a twist that works is you have an avatar, but it's not like an avatar like Second Life. It's a 48 by 64 picture, a GIF file, or what is it? It's like 100 by 100, I think, is the large head. And the 100 by 100s are usually good enough. But the deal is you chat on websites, which has a really good twist for it, because let's say I wanted to go in and, Jay, we need to find a way to do this now that I'm mentioning it. Let's say I want to sit on a place that, ooh, you get all the games with it. Hell yes. Let's say you want to go sit on a webpage that is streaming the FBC. That's fine. Go park your AV on the thing and start chatting. Let's see if my login still works. I'm still paying for it. Yes, you have to pay for it. It's exceptionally cheap. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Let us see. If I can get to the FBC. I think I can. Yes. I'm at the FBC. Woohoo! But now, see, the problem is that there's no way for them to listen to it while I'm sitting here. So we're going to have to find a web page. You know, just put a web page up somewhere, or I'll find a way to put this thing up where we can encode it. You know, take that little pop-up that you can get if you click on something and say, okay, play here. I wonder how much it costs to join VP. I don't think it's much. It's like 5 or 10. I pay 15 a month, but that also gives me 10 alts to it, which is cool. That means I can have 10 different usernames. Oh, hey, Nikita. That means I can have 10 different usernames on the same account, or I can give 10 people 10 different accounts, which is what I've done. I mean, there are a couple of people from Second Life that when Second Life, way back in the 1.03 days, I think, I've been around for a while. 103 or 105 is when I came in. It's like 112 something now, so. But they had a deal where you could get, where we were having a lot of trouble with things disappearing, with Sims going up and down, and we wanted to sit and chat with each other, but we wanted to do it somewhere that was stable. We couldn't really use messenger programs because they weren't stable. So it really, let's check out my account. Oops. Ah, I can't remember the password to that one. I hope that this thing, well, it should be. What the? Well, I know it's there. It's telling me that my main account isn't there anymore. Yeah, let's try that one. Because I know that one works. Oh, okay. Manage names. Yeah, back in October is when we were doing this, so I guess the blink of VP isn't. I'm going to delete some of these names then. Because they aren't ever coming off, or they aren't ever coming on, so. But yeah, let's see. Account summary. Upgrade subscription. Let's see what the subscriptions are. Basically, it's 10 bucks, and that gets you two alternates. And you can have that auto-renew. It's not a big deal. So, but it's a neat little thing. I had a furry room here at one point, and I just never used it. And nobody ever came to it, so. But come on in, and we'll see if, or tell you what. If you want to try out VP for free, drop me a line at RendlesRavings@Podomatic.com. Let me know what username you want. Let me know what password you want. I think I can set the password. You might have to do that. And let me know the email that you want that account tied to, because you're going to need it in case I need to know what the, in case you need to know what the password is. But let me know all that, and then I will set you up one. I've got 5 slots open. And Jay, I want you to at least be one of them so I can show you what I mean when I say that you can chat on a web page. Because I think this would help the FBC out a bit if we could just get some more people out there. Because you can even take people on tours of different websites. You can go from one website to another and they will follow you. So you could honestly say, okay, you click here and it will take you there. And you can click there and show them where it will take you. It's a handy tool. It's just horribly, I mean, this thing has been going, oh man. I learned about it when it was VP 2.0 on AOL. And this was when AOL just started going unlimited, like 11 years ago. 10 or 11 years ago is when I first found virtual chats or virtual places. And I'll warn you, it's a hell of a big, thing there. It's right now, how many people are on? I wonder. Virtual place. What's the 696 people. That's not bad, considering you've got Second Life, you've got, there's one that a program called It's Your Net is coming out with. That's a very low prim or low quality Second Life clone. Oh, no credit card required to try our chat free for 14 days. So you know what? If you like it, you can still do it. That's cool. Maybe this is the one that you can use your cell phone on. I don't know. Let's see where everybody is. Directory. Boom. Cool. Most of them are playing games. But anyway, I'm going to have to start winding down here. Because I've got to shut this down, and then I've got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do for lunch. And then I've got to do the papers, then I've got to upload the show, and then I've got to Then I've still got promoting to do. My dad signed up for something because he saw my picture on it, but he can't remember what he signed up for. And I can't, I didn't get any notice that anybody had signed up. So I don't know where he is. I'm hoping he didn't sign up for something under one of my list pages that has several programs, or we'll never find him. So, but you never know. He probably just ended up doing something stupid. I hope. Because there are some things, I should have asked him if he had to pay to sign up. That would have narrowed it down quite a bit. I don't think he did, because usually he mentions that. Come on, there's got to be something I can talk about for 5 minutes. Actually, 4.5. No, how long is my closeout? Yo! How long is my closeout? 21 seconds. Okay. Well, wrapping it up, I guess, we talked about online programs, online entertainment programs, like chat. And I'll have links to everything I chattered about. There is one left that if you just want to text one, it's called The Legend of the Green Dragon, and I'll have to find the link for it again. But it's a fun little thing. Legend of the Green Dragon. And I'll have all these linked, so you guys can come on over and visit some of these. SL, Virtual Places, what else did I say? SL Virtual Places, Adventure Quest, RuneScape, I'm not going, but I'll just general link, and Legend of the Green Dragon. Yay, and it's still up. Oh, fuck you, who's calling now? Unknown name and a number I don't know, so yeah, basically. Remember. Oops. Well, if you forgot your password. Yeah, help. Oh, well. I'll figure out the link to that one, too. I gotta open up a note card here so I can remind myself what needs to go in the show notes. Okay. Second Life. VP. Adventure Quest. RuneScape. And Legend of the Green Dragon. Okay. Now I've got all that shit down. I wonder if my friend is even on here anymore. It does not... Well, she isn't on there now. Forgotten password. There we go. Yay, there we go. Oops, I think I fell off. Oh, well, I'll re-sign up again. Anyway, it is now officially time for me to go. I've rambled enough and really didn't have any topic this week. I'm sorry about that. I've just had so much shit going down this past couple of days. My bank account went negative over the weekend, and I just barely squeaked in to get that in there. And then my car went out, and then my media thing went out, and it's just one after another. It's getting to the point I'm scared to wake up. Anyway, have a good one, everyone, and I will catch you later.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios. Go out.